apartment 3 hours, but you never came. I waited until the darkness surrounded, seeping in my veins. Anger started fading away, regret started taking its place. As I find you again, of all my nights you waste. So let me set it right. All my time, like I can't take it to the next life. I gave up all my excuses made at the start, before the truth got worse. Found out someday that the smile's gon' fall apart from sugar-coated words. All that I'd given and you taken, all that was never replaced. When I find you again, I want my nights you waste. So let me set it right. Let me give us mine. Spending all my time on what I can't buy. So let me set it right. It gotta give us mine. Spending all my time, like I can't take it to the next life. Short tongue cut me down, the wrong one to mess around. If it's still the thought that counts, I cannot count me out. Wanted nothing else than to be what you help, but I cannot save you from yourself. So let me set it right. Let me give us mine. Spending all my time on what I can't buy. So let me set it right. Gotta give us mine. Spending all my time, like I can't take it to the next life.
In the wind this time, this power found. Taking things to the land down under. That was Higher by Bujera. And we've played Bujera on the show a few times. Bujera released that track back in 2001 and is an ARA award-winning artist. ARA is basically the Australian Record Industry Awards. That's exactly what it stands for. Higher is the second and final single from that debut self-titled EP. Before that, also from Australia, Misha with All My Time from their record, Smoke and Mirrors. They are a Warbinda artist from Queensland, Australia, and released that particular song back in June of 2022. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, from way back in the day, we're talking 1956, New Orleans, Louisiana, Clarence Frogman Henry, born Clarence Henry Jr. back in 1937, was a New Orleans artist best known for his rhythm and blues hit, Ain't Got No Home, which features Henry singing in a vocal style that is kind of froggish. I don't know if that makes any sense, but you be the judge. Here it is. Ain't Got No Home, Clarence Frogman Henry on the jukebox.
Ooh, ain't got no home, or no place to roam. Ain't got no home, or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. I got a voice, I love to sing. I sing like a girl, and I sing like a frog. I'm a lonely boy, I ain't got a home. Ooh.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
From the nation's capital, actually Canada's capital, Ottawa, that is Paul Rolen and Wintertime, a record that he just released this past year called Self-Preservation. That's where it's from. And somebody sent me that song while I was on tour and said, hey man, you should listen to it. It reminded me of you. And I thought, okay, well, take a listen. Really great stuff from Paul Rolen. Hello, how you doing? Julian Taylor here, and you're listening to The Jukebox. We've got music coming up from another Australian artist, one of my favorite. And I love this particular song. It's called Follow the Sun by Xavier Rudd. He's a good follow on Instagram as well, and is a multi-instrumentalist with incredible talent. He plays the didgeridoo. He can play a bunch of instruments all at the same time. He's wonderful to go see live, and I think you should do that. Also coming up, we've got music from Polaris Prize winner Lito Pimenta from her Polaris Prize winning album, Miss Columbia. Also, Brooke Combe. And Brooke Combe is a new artist to me. How can I tell you to love me more? Brooke Combe happens to be from Glasgow, Scotland. A really interesting country singer, and I hope that they go on to great things. Now for a really interesting song. There's an artist by the name of Theotis Taylor. We're going to play a tune from this artist called Something Within Me from the album Blue Muse. It's very interesting to note that Theotis Taylor is a 92-year-old spiritual singer and piano player known throughout the south of Georgia. And this particular song came out in 2018. He's from Fitzgerald, Georgia, and has lived there since the early 40s. and has toured around. His music is characterized by his really powerful voice and spiritual intensity. I hope you dig this, and here it is on the jukebox. Theotis Taylor, Something Within Me.
Something within me. Oh, yes.
Something within me.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Yeah. distance.
Big up to jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. When school started every August, many classrooms at Philadelphia's Edward Gideon School used to get very hot. For years, Chanel Taylor, the school's principal, advocated for air conditioning at the school. And then last year, Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts came to Gideon to make an announcement. His foundation would fund the purchase of air conditioners for 10 local schools, including Gideon.
When I was notified about the donation, I screamed to the top of my lungs. I was so excited.
Taylor says when the school got too hot, she had to move some classes to cooler parts of the building. The heat and humidity also made it hard for teachers and students to focus on learning.
Some of our classrooms, the temperatures reached almost 100 degrees. So imagine just being in the classroom and hot air just circulating. Teachers are trying to teach. Students are trying to learn. Everybody is sweating. It's uncomfortable.
But now learning is easier because the building has cool, comfortable classrooms. And the Star Quarterbacks Foundation has continued to pledge money for air conditioning in local schools, securing a win for students and teachers. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Climate change has become a charged partisan issue in the U.S., but conservative environmentalist Benji Backer hopes to change that.
If there's one issue that should be nonpartisan, it should be protecting the earth, protecting our homes, protecting our communities, and making sure that we have a livable planet for future generations.
Backer is the founder of Nature is Nonpartisan. It's a coalition of people from across the political spectrum who care about climate change and are working to make bipartisan progress on the issue. He says opportunities exist, even in the midst of today's divisive politics. For example, Americans widely support protecting public lands, restoring forests to reduce the risk of wildfire, and increasing coastal communities' resilience to disasters. So through the Nature is Nonpartisan website, people can write to their representatives and urge them to take action on these issues. Backer says it can be challenging to work across the aisle.
Our staff is half liberal, half conservative. Same with our board. Everything we do is intentionally split across the political spectrum. It isn't easy. We're always straddling this balance of trying to represent people's priorities, knowing that we have the same end goal.
But he says finding common ground is critical in order to make lasting progress. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Live from Burnaby.